Museums, do they really prove evolution? Answers with Ken Ham, one of the builders of a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, you visited some of the world's leading science museums, even in Great Britain recently. Now, these would be the places you'd expect to see abundant evidence for evolution if it were true, right?
Well, if there's anywhere you'd think you'd see overwhelming evidence for evolution, of course it'd be in those museums. But as I've visited them and looked in the glass cases at what scientists have actually found, I've never seen any evidence for evolution. Now, the interesting thing is the so-called evidence for evolution is pasted on the glass case. In other words, the written description of the display. But that's not evidence. That's the scientist's story about the past. When you look into these glass cases, you see distinct kinds of animals and plants. You don't see in-between forms, and what you observe can be classified according to the type of animal or plant they are because they exist in distinct groups or kinds, as the Bible would call them. You don't see a half dinosaur, half bird, although a British museum I visited a few weeks ago claimed there was such a creature. A senior fossil expert at the British Museum of Natural History in London once admitted that they didn't have any undisputed transitional forms showing one kind of animal changing into another. The bottom line, God created, just as his word states.
Most evolutionists teach that the different races have evolved separately. Well, for the real story, read Ken Ham's free booklet on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.